go. We're recording.
Yeah.
So question number one, it's an imaginative exercise. So you've been elected as Prime Minister next May. You're standing on the steps of 10 Downing Street. You've got the world's media there waiting for you to make your first statement. What is the very first thing that you want to say to the nation?
It's time to stand together and be together and learn how to live together and understand each other. The past is past. It's only the future we have control over. So let's look at what we can do today, each one of us, to build a better future.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Very eloquent. Wow.
I vote
happened. For that. Okay, question number two is, does democracy matter? And if it does matter, why does it matter?
I don't think words matter very much. It's how we approach each other and the ethics of which we work together. There's lots of thoughts and philosophies and what democracy is. But what we really need to do is just look at ourselves and see how we can learn, live better together within our own community, and how those individual communities can work within a larger town, and how those regions can work within a country, and how those countries can work together in a global world. So words don't matter. It's really about how we want to approach things.
Okay. So what, just following on from that then, what do you understand by democracy as such? What does it mean to you?
Well, democracy is a free speaking society where people can express themselves and be understood. And it's a society where the people really get an input in how the society works and breathes together, essentially.
Thank you. Question number three, and please feel free to disagree with the premise of the question as well. But complete this sentence. We need a revolution because...
Because we need evolution and change. And it's that passion that provokes that change within us. And we're at a brimming point in society where people are feeling the need for change, and it's expressed in many different ways. Sometimes it's through anger, sometimes it's through not saying anything. But we are in a revolution, and we need to act wisely and considerably and consider each other and understand how we build a better future.
Thank you. That's brilliant.